Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14 and verses 44 and 45. I want to say a few more words on the betrayer. The previous discourse I spoke on Judas, but I want to just probe a little more into his betrayal. The relevant words? The betrayer had arranged a signal with the mob that was coming with him. The one eye kisses the man, arrest him, and lead him away under guard. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, Rabbi, and kissed him, and so on. The betrayal. Now, there's honey on his lips, but his heart is full of vinegar. There's flattery, Rabbi, Rabbi. And the way he said it, I understand from the reading here, there was enthusiasm. He was adding insult to injury. He said it heartily, as though he meant it. And he ardently kissed the Savior. He was very demonstrative. This is the point here, I think. It's an amazing, staggering insult. There's a fervent address. There's a warm approach. And yet his heart is thinking of the money he's going to get out of betraying Christ. He's going to get money for selling this man who he had walked with and talked with and served, so say loved and obeyed and honored. And yet with this fervency of lip and this ardency of profession, his heart is as cold and as bitter as can be. This is surely a serious challenge to us. Search me, O God. Look at my heart. Not in my lips, Lord. They can say wonderful things. In hymns, in preachings, in prayings, oh, wonderful. But oh, that my heart was warm, that it was full of Christ and longed that glorious matter to declare. This man is callous. He's full of money. This is his idea, money, money. And what can he get out of Christ? It reminds me, and of course they would all know this, they knew their Bibles. It reminds me of Psalm 41, verse 9. Even my close friend, whom I trusted, he who shared my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. What a thought. Am I a betrayer like that? Betrayer of Christ. God deliver me. But the next verse, I just noticed that I'm reading. Let me say a word to any of you who have just been betrayed by someone you loved and respected. The psalmist David goes on, 41 verse 10, but you, O Lord, have mercy on me, raise me up, and so on. I know this is in the old covenant. And there are things here that which will change as we come into the new covenant. But there's a thought. My own familiar friend, the one I trusted, and some of you have known that, has betrayed me. And sad to say, some of us are guilty of it. Again, Psalm 55, verses 12 to 14. If an enemy were insulting me, I could endure it, said David. If a foe were raising himself against me, I could hide from him. I could escape from that. But it is you, a man like myself, my companion, my close friend, with whom I once enjoyed sweet fellowship, as we walked with the throng at the house of God. Can you hear Jesus saying that to Judas? You? You? Friend, is it you, really? Will you do this to me? Well, I hope there's a challenge to every believer who listens to this. To me, I hope there's a challenge. I want it. And I hope there's some comfort here to any believer who has had their trust abused and they have felt shattered over it. Remember, your Savior went this way, my brother and my sister. And remember, the Lord is still gracious. All may forsake me, all may betray me, all may desert me, but Jesus, never. And he has been tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. And he was betrayed for us, brother and sister. And our sins are swallowed up in his precious blood. Amen.